Module 4, Search Engine Optimization, or SEO. So what is search engine optimization, or SEO? Well, first off, let's be clear on what search engines are. Search engines are sites like Google, Bing, and Yahoo that allow people to search on the internet and find information. Search engine optimization, or SEO, means doing things that make search engines like your website and be more likely to show it to people when they're searching for something relevant to your site. So why is search engine optimization important? Well, if your site shows up at the top of search engines like Google for searches related to your business, it's essentially free marketing. You don't have to pay anything to be in that spot. However, you may spend a lot of time or money improving your chances of being in that spot by either doing search engine optimization work yourself or hiring someone to do it for you. People who are actively searching for a solution to their problem are ideal leads. They already know they have a problem that they need help with. You don't have to convince them. If they find you this way, they're a much more targeted lead than someone that you would just cold call, for example. But let's have a little reality check. Everyone with a website would like to be on page one of Google when someone searches for something related to their business. So there's typically a lot of competition. Google doesn't automatically know about your website in most cases. You have to let Google know somehow. When you first put up a new website, your website typically won't show up at all in Google. And if it does, it'll be almost impossible to find it unless you search for your domain name, you know, like whatever.com. So how does Google and other search engines decide what site to show in what order? Well, no one can give you an exact answer since a lot of that information is top secret and it's always changing. But we do know the big stuff that makes the most difference. So what does Google like? Well, we don't have to guess. Google actually publishes guidelines for people with websites that tells you what they like. Google wants quality content. That means it's something valuable to their users. They want to show the most relevant results when someone types something in. Google likes websites that are updated regularly with fresh content. Google likes unique content. They prefer websites that are not exactly like other sites. Reputation is extremely important. Google has a ranking of each site as to how good its reputation is and how important it is. If a website that Google views as important links to your site becomes more credible. This includes when people share links to your site on social media sites like Facebook and Twitter. So let's think about it from Google's perspective. Google is a business and they have fierce competition. There's a lot of money in the search engine business. Whoever is the most popular search engine can make the most money from advertisers who want to post ads on their site. So what would happen if every time you went to Google and searched for something, you couldn't find what you were looking for? If instead you saw things that had nothing to do with what you searched for? For example, let's say you were looking for a tutorial about how to tie a necktie. So you search on Google for how to tie a necktie. Imagine that the pages that came up in the search results were things like weight loss pills and credit card offers and other stuff that had nothing to do with tying a necktie. How would you feel? It would be frustrating. Even if the results had to do with neckties, but it was just offers to buy them and no helpful information about how to tie them, you'd be frustrated. What would you do if this happened every time you used Google? Well, most likely you'd start trying another search engine like Bing or Yahoo. That means that Google lost you as a user. Now, if a lot of people started using other search engines instead of Google, it would have a big impact on them as a company. To stay the top search engine, they have to make their users happy. If Google didn't take this seriously and have strict rules in place to rank websites, it would quickly become useless because people trying to sell things would take over and there would be so much junk that you couldn't find anything useful. In fact, in the past, people used to have these tools that they would use to try to trick Google into listing their websites, and it worked for a while. They would come up as the top ranking websites for certain phrases, and it was essentially junk. Like these websites were just trying to sell something or, you know, trick people, and it worked for a little while, but all those websites got banned from Google. So Google takes this very seriously. So we need to focus on quality. Google's main concern is quality. They want people who use their site to find solutions to their problems and find helpful information. Trying to trick Google into ranking your site will usually not work. If it does, it will be very temporary, and then it's possible your site will get banned from Google altogether. So don't take shortcuts or try to trick Google, because you'll lose in the end. Think about things from your prospect's perspective also. They have a problem, and you have a solution. If you were in their shoes, what would you want to find if you were searching for help? Even if your website gets listed and comes up high in the search results, if people click your link and then immediately hit the back button because it wasn't what they were looking for, or they didn't like it for whatever reason, that sends Google the message that your site is not a good result for that search. If that happens repeatedly, Google will move you farther down the list. But when people click your website and they stay on it for a while, and they click around or fill out a form, that sends the signal to Google that your site was useful. So how does Google know what a web page is about? Well, since Google's not a human, it can't look at your website and know what it's about. It can't see pictures and know what they are. So how does Google know the difference between a website about grooming dogs and a website for a mortgage company? It looks for certain pieces of information in the right places that signal what the page is about. For example, what is the first line of text on a web page? Well, typically, that will be a headline, large text, that tells what information a person will find on this page. Google uses information like this to decide what a web page is about. We'll look at some of the most important spots in a few minutes. So, should you focus on SEO? Before we get into details about how to do SEO, let's first examine whether it's something you should be spending your time on. Most people should do at least some basic SEO on their website. For example, on our Done Deal website service, our Pro plan includes some SEO features where all you have to do is basically enter your city name where you invest, and your pages are automatically updated. For many people, that's enough in the beginning. SEO can be very time-consuming, and it doesn't get immediate results. It may take months to see any kind of results from it. If you're starting out with real estate investing, you might want to just do some minimal SEO work at first to get the ball rolling, but mainly focus on other types of marketing that will get quicker results. Once you get some leads coming in consistently, you can come back to improve your SEO. You may be better off hiring someone to do your more extensive SEO work after you get some income from your investing. And I'll be honest, it's not cheap. Typically, it costs thousands of dollars. But if it results in even just one or two deals, it's generally worth it. It just wouldn't make sense for most beginners to do that. So what are keywords? That's a phrase that you're going to hear often when you're talking about search engine optimization. Basically, keywords are what people are typing into Google. What are they searching for? Your job is to figure out what people are typing into Google and put those same words or phrases on your website in the right spots so that Google knows if someone searches for that particular thing, your site is a good match. To be good at it, you have to get creative and put yourself in your potential prospect's shoes and think to yourself, if I were in this situation, what would I be searching for on Google to try to find help? There are some tools you can use to do some research to see how many people are actually searching for a certain phrase. Keywords include the individual words, but it's more about phrases, how the words are grouped together. And really, the order of the words can make a difference. For example, let's say you decide to target the phrase, sell my house, Denver. So you put that phrase into all the right spots on your page. But then someone goes on Google and searches for sell my Denver house. Notice the words are in a different order. Would your site still come up in the search results? Probably so. But if all other things were equal and someone else had a page that matched the phrase exactly, sell my Denver house, their site would likely come up before yours in the search results. And of course, there are other factors with SEO that could actually cause your site to show up higher than the other one, but it's good to be aware that the order of the words does play a role. Okay, so the first part of SEO that we're going to talk about is on-site optimization. And essentially, this means making changes to your website itself. It's important to realize that SEO is done on a page-by-page basis. It's not something you do to your whole website at once. A website is typically made up of multiple pages, and in some cases, many pages and maybe blog posts might be part of that site. Search engine optimization has to be done on each individual page. Each page has a specific purpose, and Google needs to know what each page is about and when to show it to people. Google does try to figure out what your overall website is about, They try to figure out what kind of business you have so that they know what general category the pages and information should fall under. The homepage might provide links to the other pages on your site that ties everything together. If it seems like everything doesn't have a common theme, Google might be confused and not rank your site very well. So it's best to have different sites for different types of businesses. For each keyword phrase you want to target, you should have a page on your site that focuses on that phrase and uses it on the page. Don't try to cram a bunch of keywords into every page. It's best to focus on one main keyword phrase per page. It's okay to include a couple related phrases on the page, but you don't want to go after a bunch of different things. Now, this doesn't necessarily have to be done for every keyword phrase, especially if some are very similar. But at the very least, if you're targeting different types of leads, like buyers and sellers, you would want to have pages for each type of lead and have each page focus on a keyword phrase that someone looking for that service would be searching for. Blog posts are the same. Each post would have one main phrase that it should be focused on. So how do you choose good keywords? Well, first write down all the phrases you can think of that people might be typing into Google, where you'd like your site to come up. You probably want to create a document on your computer to save these so you can add and remove keywords and make notes. To get additional ideas, go to Google and use their suggestive text feature. Start typing in something you think people may be searching for and watch what pops up as you do. Here's an example. If you start typing in, sell my house fast, you start seeing some other things, suggestions come up. Sell my house fast Atlanta, sell my house fast for cash, sell my house fast Houston. So that gives you some ideas. And you might start typing in another word and see what happens. So that can give you some ideas for some keywords. It's generally best to focus on your local area where you're investing and including that in your search phrases. Why? Well, because you'll have less competition and a better chance of ranking well in the search engines. If you go after a broad search like sell my house fast, you'd be competing with every real estate investor around the world. If you add the name of your city like sell my house fast Denver, then you're only competing with other local investors or ones who focus on your city. Try to work in your city or area name wherever you can, as long as you can do it in a natural way. So where do you put these keywords? Well, first off, make sure that you focus more on people than search engines. It's nice to get search engines to rank your pages well, but it's more about people. If people find your site through a search engine and they click the link to your site, but your pages don't make any sense because they're worded awkwardly just for search engines, they're going to leave without contacting you. So your efforts will be wasted. Write for people first and for search engines second. So here are some of the most important places for keywords. First off, the page title, headings on the page, the body text, just the content in general, images, and for images, we'll talk about that in a minute, but since Google can't see images, you have to rely on text that tells what the image is about. We have what's called a meta description, which is a description of what your page is about, and then the URL or website address for your pages. So what you want to do is pick one keyword phrase that you want one specific page to rank well for, and go to work adding that phrase into the important areas of that page. So let's look at some of those main page areas and what they mean, how they're used. So the first thing we mentioned was the page title. The title of a page is the first thing people see in a Google search. The page title also shows up in the tabs in your web browser. So you can see over here on the left, this is search results for, I think I searched for We Buy Houses Charlotte. And so where it says We Buy Houses Charlotte Fast, Sell My Charlotte NC House, that is the page title. It doesn't really show up on the page itself exactly. It's more in the code, but Google uses that to show the title of the page, and your web browser also uses it. So down at the bottom, where you see that little tab in your web browser and it says We Buy Houses Charlotte, that's another place that the page title shows up. So it is very important, and that's one of the most important things on the page. But of course, you can't just put it here. It has to not only be in the title, but also on the page in multiple places. Headings are another important place to put your keywords. So this is on a page. So you clicked on one of those sites and come here, you're going to see We Buy Houses Charlotte big at the top of this page. That's a heading. That large text is a heading. And it's important to put your keyword phrases there, because that, you know, we always put what a page is about or what a section of a page is about in large type like that. And so that lets Google know, okay, this is what this web page is about. So it can rank it better for that. Next, the actual body text, the normal paragraphs on your page should also include your keyword phrases. So here I've highlighted where that phrase, We Buy Houses Charlotte, shows up on a page, just in the normal text. Also, I mentioned images. So again, Google can't read an image. So there's something called alt tags or alt text that shows up in the code of your web page. The alt or alternative text shows if the image can't be displayed for some reason. So people that are visually impaired use software that reads what's on the screen to them. Since it can't read an image, it reads the alt text. Google also can't read an image, so it relies on the alt tags to know what a picture is about. So if you can include your keywords in the alt tags, then that tells Google, okay, this is what this page is about. And these images are also about that. And I'm showing you the code here. And on this page, there was an image. And notice that the alt tag there says We Buy Houses Charlotte NC. So that's, they've included their keyword phrase in their alt tag. So they're doing some things well here. Next, we talked about the meta description. Now, this is where you describe what your site is about. So when you search on Google, you first see the title, the page title, then you see a website address, the URL, and then you see the description below it. So that's just the kind of normal text. And if you don't specify this description, Google's just going to pull some text off of your page itself. So it's best if you specify your description about what your page is about. This kind of gives people a little preview, tells them how you can help them. It's pretty short. You know, you can see it only lists a couple, you know, two or three lines of text here. And so you want to include your keyword phrases in this area at least once. You know, you don't want to overdo it. Don't go crazy with it, but include it there. And next, the URL. This is the web address of the page. And you can see here for this listing, they included We Buy Houses Charlotte NC in the web address. So each page is different. And so they have one page on their site that includes that keyword phrase right in the URL or web address. So you might be wondering, how do I actually change those things? Well, the steps you need to follow to make these changes is going to depend on what platform you're using for your website. WordPress is the most popular platform. If you're using that, you can install a plugin called Yoast SEO to do this. If you're using some other platform, you'll have to ask your website provider how to make these changes on your site. If you're a Done Deal website customer, which is our paid website service with our pro plan, you already have an SEO tool installed, and we've already done a lot of the work for you. But you still might want to tweak some things, and then you'll want to use this tool as you create new pages and posts so that they are optimized with your keywords. Another important aspect of SEO is to create regular, unique content on your website. Google likes websites that are updated regularly with new content. Writing blog posts is a good way to do this. You can write articles on topics that people searching online might be interested in. Each blog post needs to be optimized for a specific keyword phrase. Your blog post then can include a call to action, encouraging people to contact you. Because people searching online might find one of your blog posts first, you know, before going to your homepage or whatever, and then contact you. If you don't want to write the blog post yourself, you can hire someone to do this for you. It's important that content on your website be unique. So if you're using a pre-made website, it's a good idea to tweak the content so it's a little different than other sites. And when you're adding blog posts, make sure that these are unique to your website. Next, let's talk about off-site optimization. So what is off-site optimization? Well, a simple answer is that it means getting other websites to link to your website. Sites like Google have a rating system they use. They want to list websites that have a good reputation and that belong to trustworthy companies. How do they determine this? One way is if you're listed in online business directories. Because people who just put up a website and really don't have a business typically don't bother with these steps. Taking this step makes your business look more credible. Another way is how many other websites link to your website, especially when these other websites are reputable. Also, when people share or like your website on social media, that sends a signal to Google that people like your website and that it's worth including in their search results. Okay, so let's look at the first aspect of offsite optimization. We're going to look at citations. What are citations? Basically, citations are when your business information is listed in online directories. Here are some examples: Google My Business, which is like Google Maps, yellowpages.com, local.com, yelp.com, and so on. It usually includes your business name, your address, your phone number, your website, and reviews. So the one I have pictured here, I believe, is Yelp. So you can see all of those things there. So unless you make the step of actually listing your business, it's probably not there. Why do you want to use citations? Well, it's not often that people are actually searching on these directories for real estate investors. And in many areas, real estate investors' listings don't come up in general real estate searches. So why bother with this? For one thing, sometimes they do come up in the search results. But also, this lets Google know that you're a real business. Sometimes you have to go through a verification process to get listed. So this separates you from shady individuals who hide behind a website but don't have a real business. This can help your website to rank better in sites like Google. And it gives you the opportunity to let satisfied clients leave reviews, which can help people to trust you. So first, let's look at Google My Business. And essentially, this is your listing on Google Maps. So what is Google My Business? Well, Google has a service called Google My Business. If you've ever searched for some type of local business, you've seen this in action. In the search results, you may see a map with a list of several results, which includes star ratings, address, phone number, and hours. If someone goes directly to Google Maps and searches, these listings are also shown. So it shows up both in Google Maps and in just a general Google search in many cases. And there's an example here over on the left. This is, searching for a plumber. You see these listings come up. So you've probably seen this before. So how do you get set up on Google My Business? Well, you just go to google.com/business and you just follow the steps on the screen. If you have a business that has been around a while, you might already be listed. So if you're not sure, go to Google Maps and search for your business name. If your business is already listed, you need to claim your listing. That means you need to verify that you're the owner if you haven't already done this. You'll need a Google account if you don't already have one, which is free to create. And often claiming your listing involves having Google mail you something, which has a special code on it. And they're going to send it in the physical mail. Once you get that, you go back to your account and enter that code. And that way Google knows you can receive mail at the business address, which means that you're the owner. If you have a new business, you'll need to manually add your business to Google. You'll enter your business name, address, phone number, and other information. They may require you to verify your listing using the method described already, where they mail you something with a special code on it that you'll need to enter online. This process is free. The address has to be a physical address, not a PO box. If you don't have a business address and you don't want to use your home address, maybe consider renting a mailbox from places like UPS store, mailboxes, etc., since these will give you a physical address and not a PO box. Once you finish the process of getting confirmed as the business owner, you'll want to be sure that your listing is complete. Put your website address in the spot for that. It's also a good idea to have your business address and phone number on your website and make sure that it matches what you have on file with Google. Besides Google My Business, there's many other websites to submit your business to. Here's a list of some of them. You don't necessarily have to submit it to all of them, but you might pick a handful and submit it to them. And some of these will pick up your listing from other sites too. Some use Google. You want to be in as many of these as you can. And I will include this in the resources section for this module so that you can get an updated list of other sites you can submit your business to. Another aspect of offsite search engine optimization is social media and forums. So be sure, you know, we covered this earlier, but edit all of your social media profiles like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and add your website address to your profile. Usually there's a spot to enter your website. You can also post a link to your website on your social media account. For example, on Facebook, you can post it to your wall. If people like your site, it's like a vote for your website. Sites like Google pay attention to what people are voting for, and it can give it better ranking to those sites that are popular. If there are any online forums you participate in, it can be helpful to include your website address in your profile or, if possible, in your signature that appears at the bottom of everything you post. Just be sure this doesn't break the forum rules. So what should you expect from SEO? Well, it takes time to see results with SEO. If you follow these steps, your website will likely start showing up in search results soon, but it will generally rank very low at first. So check back each week to see if there's any change. Search for some of the keywords you're trying to rank for and see where your website is at. You may have to click through many pages of search results in the beginning before you actually find your website. If you keep working on it, and as time passes, your site should gradually move up. Just one little note on this. It's good to search in an incognito browser window, which means, you know, like if you're using Google Chrome, don't search in your normal browser, but open in the settings, there's an option to open an incognito window. And what that does is it doesn't let sites like Google track you and know who you are. Because Google actually remembers you and remembers websites that you've visited before, and it tends to show those up higher in the search results, so you might see something different than what the general public is going to see. So it can be a little misleading. You might think your website is showing up higher in the search results than it really is. So if you can use an incognito window, or I think another browser calls it an in-private window. You know, different browsers call it something different, but basically it's where you're not being tracked. And so your browser doesn't, you know, pass along any of your personal information to Google. They don't have any cookies or anything stored on you, so they don't know who you are. So that way you're going to see a little bit more genuine results. After working on your SEO, don't change your website service unless you absolutely have to. If you switch to a new website service, you're essentially starting over because all of your content has changed. So it's best to keep things consistent and show Google you're in it for the long haul. And it's normal for your ranking to fluctuate some. It may move up or down slightly in the listings. If it goes down more than a spot or two, you should probably make sure there are no issues. You know, you might want to check into it. Here are the key takeaways from this section. It makes sense to do some basic SEO to your website from the beginning. But if you're just starting out, you probably want to spend most of your time on marketing that will get more immediate results, some of the things we covered in previous modules. Google likes websites with unique content that is updated regularly with fresh content. Putting keywords in the proper spots of your pages lets Google know what your pages are about, so that they can show it in the search results when someone searches on that topic. Setting your business up in online directories like Google My Business and other sites helps establish you as an actual business, which makes you look more credible. Get links to your website from other credible websites. A good starting point is your social media accounts.